Paul Ramel here for Q92 Sports. In the studio with us is Kelsey Lund. Kelsey is a former Loughborough Valley basketball player, athlete, I should say, and student, now playing college basketball and attending school at Northwestern in St. Paul. I've asked Kelsey to come in the studio to chat a little bit and get caught up with how her college career is coming. Hi, Kelsey. How's it going?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing okay. You got a little time off, I hear, huh?
Yeah, I've been home for almost a month now.
Oh, a month already?
Yeah, and we'll be home till the rest of the year now, the fall. So,
what were your feelings like when they canceled the school for the rest of the year?
I was expecting it with everything going on, but it's going to be different doing school online now instead of actually going to class.
I don't know if I could do school online. I'm not disciplined enough.
Yeah, it's hard to get yourself to do it sometimes.
Demotivated, yeah. Yep. Sit around in your pajamas all day,
Pretty much.
Yeah, I wouldn't be good at online schooling, that's for sure. So, anyway, Kelsey, of course, at Loughborough Valley, I don't know. I can go through all the awards here. all-time leading scorer in school history, right?
Mm-hmm.
And just all around, all conference many times, honorable mentions. Just the list goes on.
So, yep.
So what's college like for you?
It's good. Okay. It's a lot different than high school, but now that I'm in my second year, I pretty much got everything under control, what's going on.
Yep.
So.
Before we talk about Northwestern, I'm going to ask you, I've asked some of the kids too, what are some highlights for you in high school? What do you remember?
With basketball, definitely like winning the Camden Conference 2 years in a row, and then like the subsection championship against Camby was super fun. And then getting to play with my sister and then Haley, like three of us that are family are out there playing. And then a long time ago, like my freshman year when we played Dawson and it went to four overtimes, and it was to win the north half of our conference, and that was fun because it was our rivals. So
yep, I remember that game well. I did that game.
Mm-hmm.
That was crazy.
Yeah,
four over. That was Justine Lee on that.
Yep.
Dawson had a good team too that year, didn't they?
Yeah, so. They did.
Yeah. How about the softball or?
Softball was definitely just. We improved each year, and then we went through some different coaches, but we still adjusted, and it was just a lot of good memories with the team and stuff. So
Haley had mentioned earlier when I talked with Haley that the highlight for her was the win over Edgerton in last year's section play.
Yeah, actually, I wasn't there because I graduated 2 years ago.
Oh, I'm sorry.
So,
never mind.
No, that's okay. Yeah.
Sorry, Kelsey.
No, it's okay.
Oh, my God.
I think on accident you said my name. I mean, her name for me, too.
Okay, sorry. See?
It's okay.
I'm a professional. Okay, you got me all red in the face now.
No, it's fine.
No, that was dumb.
Yep.
Well, actually, I wasn't there. It was okay.
I mean, I was there, but in watching.
I was on the field that day.
Sorry.
Okay.
All right, you got me flustered now. Okay. Yeah, softball. Talk a little bit about that, Kelsey. Your career at softball. You're a good softball player too. weren't you?
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. That I was there since my eighth grade year, and then getting to play with all kinds of people, and then we improved each year. So it was cool to see that. And then 1 year after I left, they make it to the section championship. So that's super cool to see how the team develops over the years.
Yep, good. All right, let's talk about why you chose Northwestern and St. Paul, and actually this is your second year. How's it going for you?
I chose Northwestern because it was a decent distance away from home. It wasn't too close. But then I just love the community and atmosphere there, and that all the people are willing to pursue a relationship with you, and that it's obvious that they actually care about you.
Mm, awesome.
So
good. And so this is your second year, and you had to talk about your first year on the basketball floor. How'd that go?
It was definitely an adjustment from high school. Like, the game's a lot faster, and then having a shot clock, you have to adjust to that.
Oh, yeah.
So, and then you're getting to play with all different kinds of girls from either Minnesota or different countries. I mean, different states.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's different playing with people that you haven't played with for multiple years. So.
Yeah, well, of course, I follow as many kids that I can follow that are in college, and I've watched you online a number of times. You had a, really stepped it up this year, Kelsey, didn't you? Huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, talk about your team this year.
We were pretty good. We got the third seed in our conference tournament, and we could have gotten the two, but it came down to one loss. So, but we definitely improved from last year with losing a key senior, but we worked well together, so it was cool to see that.
Okay. Talk about some of your teammates and where they're from, who they are.
One of them is actually Brooklyn DeCam. She's from Edgerton and played for Southwest Christian, so it's cool that we played against each other and now we're playing together.
Good friends with her then, huh?
Yeah, we're pretty good friends.
Good.
And then my roommate, actually, Megan Roberts, she's from Colorado. And then there's a couple more girls from the metro area and then some from, like, Iowa. So, okay. Yeah.
All over the place, huh?
Yeah.
Who's your coaches?
Aaron Call and then Chanel and Tyler Schmidt and Alex Elrod.
Okay. Any highlights for you this year? Let's talk about how you got stitches in your eyebrow there.
Yeah.
That was a highlight, wasn't it?
Yeah, going for a loose ball and hitting heads at the teammate and cutting open my eye was definitely interesting, having blood all over the place. But
I watched that online, and the play-by-play was just describing it horribly. How much blood was on the floor. And they took you into the locker room. Talk about that incident and how that happened.
Yeah, so as soon as I saw that I had blood on my hands, I tried to get off the floor as soon as possible. And then they took me back to our locker room and then cleaned it up and then put tape over my eye so that the bleeding would stop.
And you went right back on the floor.
Yep.
There you go. Tough player. I think there's even a picture of you with that tape on your eye. That looks tough. That's a tough picture, isn't it, Kelsey?
Yeah.
That's fun. Any highlights for you? Talk about that.
We beat Bethany twice this year, and we weren't expecting that, but we just...
Now, Bethany's out of Mankato.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And they have a really good player, a former player from Montevideo, too, don't they?
Yep, Abby Olson. Yep. And they're a really good team, and then we just pushed through that game a lot, and then we
beat them
twice.
You beat them twice, okay.
And then we beat Wisconsin Superior for the first time in a long time, so that was cool to see that. And then we almost beat them again in the playoffs to go to the conference championship, but fell a little short.
Yep. Well, for your listeners visiting with Kelsey Lund here, I'm going to go through the awards. This might take a while, so if you want to go get a pop or something, Kelsey, go ahead. Kelsey was first team NCCAA All-American, first team All-American, Central Region Player of the Year, and UMAC All-Conference, second year in a row for Kelsey for that, and she led the NCCAA in three-point field goal percentage. And she made 64 three-pointers this year, and she was first team UMAC. There, I'm done. What's that, when you hear that, what goes through your mind?
It's super cool to hear all of that behind my name.
It's hard work.
Yeah, it takes a lot of dedication and a lot of work over the years, but, like, I give all the credit to my family, my friends, my teammates that I've had over the years, my coaches that helped me get to where I am today.
That's right. That's amazing. A great, great year. Were you looking forward to next year already?
Yeah, for sure. We lose a key senior this year, but...
Oh, who is that?
Rio Landers. Okay. She's from Grand Meadow, Minnesota. But we're getting a couple freshmen that should be good, and most of our starting lineup is back, so hopefully we'll have another good year next year.
Good. Yeah, hopefully we can get playing. It's really a year-round sport when you're in college, isn't it?
It's already long during the winter because it's like 5 months out of the year, and then you have off-season workouts and open gyms just go to, so.
Yep. Talk about tell us a little, a typical day of a college student that's playing college basketball.
During the season,
as far as classes and stuff, too.
I usually have to wake up around 8-9 o'clock and then have like three classes, and then I lift at 4 o'clock, and then we have practice at 4:30 to like 6:30, and then if you want to like do rehab or anything or take an ice bath, that takes longer afterwards.
Ice bath? Really? Seriously?
Yeah, those help.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if I could do that. And then you have practice? And
yep.
Okay.
Usually practice is about 2 to 2.5 hours long.
So. Talk about the academics. What are you going for?
I'm a health science major.
Okay.
So and hopefully physical therapy in the future.
Oh, you'd be good at that.
Thank
good.
You.
Yeah. You played against your cousin Haley this year a couple times. What was that experience for you like?
It was definitely different, like having we played 4 or 5 years together and then seeing each other in a different jersey. We definitely said some things to each other out in the court just to try and keep the game funny and not so serious, but
okay.
It was fun.
Yeah, really different, I bet, huh?
Yeah, it was for sure.
Did you ever steal the ball from her or pick her?
I don't know. She probably stole it from me, so.
Who won the battles then, you think? When I interviewed Haley, she said maybe she did.
I think it was pretty even. Okay. Like, we won a game, they won a game.
Oh,
so.
You split. Okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. Yeah, I know I went to Morris to watch you play, and that was really fun to watch mm-hmm. both of you on the floor there.
Yep.
So, get a lot of support from your family and friends?
Yeah, my parents come to most games, usually wherever they're at, but it was cool coming to Morris to see all the people that usually would come to our home games at Acaparl.
Okay.
And get that support at one of the gyms that I'm comfortable in, so.
Good. All right, thanks, Kelsey. I appreciate you coming in. You know, do you remember, like, years ago, as always at a boys basketball game in the winter, I'd have you and Haley come up, and we did that every year,
yep,
didn't we?
I do remember that.
Yeah, every year. And I miss that.
Me too.
I think I had Macy fill in once.
Probably.
Yep, so we'll keep that tradition going.
Good,
okay.
That's good.
Thanks, Kelsey. I appreciate you taking the time coming in.
Thanks for having me.
There you go, Kelsey Lund, now playing basketball at Northwestern in St. Paul. And talking about her experience there.